CRI News, this is Wen Jie. The Chinese president has sent a message of condolences to his Sri Lankan counterpart, Maithripala Sirisena, over the devastating floods and landslides in the country. Xi Jinping expressed deep condolences over the victims and sympathy to those stricken by the disasters and the families of the victims. He also said the Chinese government is willing to exert all efforts to support the Sri Lankan government in its disaster relief work. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang has also sent a message of condolences to his Sri Lankan counterpart. Official stats show at least 151 people have been killed in the disasters in Sri Lanka, with 111 people missing. Chinese State Councilor Yang Jiechi will visit Japan from Monday to Wednesday. The visit will include the fourth round of a high-level political dialogue. Yang Jiechi will co-chair those talks with Japanese National Security Advisor Shitaro Yachi. The third round of talks was held in Beijing last August. A recent audit shows over half a billion yuan of rural funds earmarked for China's poor regions have been sitting idle for over a year. The National Audit Office has examined 1,320 poverty relief projects in 30 poor counties involving 5 billion yuan of funds. Of the funds, over 250 million yuan have been idle for more than 2 years. Auditors also found close to 37 million yuan of funds have been misused in 7 provinces. China and the Philippines have cooperated to bust a drug trafficking ring, arresting 13 and seizing over 600 kilograms of crystal meth. Chinese police arrested 12 of the suspects in a raid on May 12th in Fujian province. Investigations then showed on May 25th, two of the suspects had hid the drugs in cylindrical roller printers that had already been cleared by Philippine customs. Philippine law enforcement seized the drugs the next day after being briefed by their Chinese counterparts. A Philippine suspect was arrested. Drug control authorities from China and the Philippines signed a law enforcement cooperation agreement in October last year. South Korea's military said North Korea fired an unidentified projectile on Monday from the region of Wonsan on its east coast. The South Korean Office of the Joint Chiefs of Staff said in a statement, the launch was immediately reported to President Moon Jae-in, who called a meeting of the National Security Council at 7:30 a.m. local time. South Korea's Yonhap News Agency, citing sources, says the projectile is like a ballistic missile. A man drove a car over several people on Sunday night in an area of Portobanas in the municipality of Marbella, southern Spain, after jumping over a stop of a civil guard patrol. The event took place at about 9 p.m. local time and is said to be not related to terrorism in principle. Several people were injured, but there were no fatalities. RT News reported that 7 people were wounded in the incident. EFE reported that the vehicle involved was an SUV or a similar car. The driver and occupants inside have been detained by local police and the civil guard. The National Iranian Oil Company announced Sunday that it will hold an international tender for the development of a major oil field in southwest of the country. Invitation letters have been sent to 29 international companies to submit their proposals. CNPC of China, along with Shell and Total, are among the companies to attend the tender. British Airways flights from London's Gatwick and Heathrow airports resumed on Sunday afternoon following an IT failure that grounded hundreds of flights and left thousands of passengers stranded inside terminal buildings. The airline said that many of its IT systems were back up and running, but travelers still faced cancellations and delays. BA cancelled all flights from Heathrow and Gatwick on Saturday after the IT outage, which it blamed on a power supply problem. The glitch threw the plans of thousands of travelers into disarray on what is a holiday weekend in Britain. Authorities in Shanxi province have vowed to suspend or hold back the construction of coal mines until 2020. The move will cut Shanxi's coal production capacity by over 100 million tons. For CRI News, I'm Wen Jie.